How great it is to be in worship today with you. Isn't it amazing we have a seven-piece band? Is that not wonderful? They're a great band. And Sheila's out of town. Sheila's in Germany. And so, Kevin, thank you so much if you're still in the room right now. But thank you, and all the band members, thank you. What a wonderful band. Hey, let's just have a moment of prayer for a minute. Gracious, holy, and loving God, quiet our hearts. Speak to us now as we reflect on Scripture. Allow us to feel and know that resurrection power. Surround us with your grace. Open our hearts, our minds, our spirits. We offer ourselves to you this day. Amen. You know, in seminary, when the homiletics class, they teach you sometimes at the beginning of your sermon to like really wake people up, and it almost felt a little manipulative to me, like to do something that would like make everybody like really pay attention. And so I was going to do that this morning, but it feels manipulative. But I want to say this word to you, and it's going to be loud, okay? Ho! Oh, I got your attention now, didn't I? Ho! I know those of you who maybe your minds are wandering a little bit, I don't mean like ho, lady of the night. And for those of you who are gardeners, I don't mean ho, H-O-E. I mean the word ho found in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, with an exclamation point. It says, ho, ho, everyone. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Ho, you who have no money, come buy and eat. Ho, come buy wine. For free. Come buy wine without money or without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread? And why do you spend and eat that which is not good? Ho! Ho is like a warning. It's the only time in Scripture that the word ho is used, H-O. And it is like a warning. It's like, ho! What are you doing? It's kind of like that list that Paul has in Colossians. Did you catch that list? Oh, there's a whole bunch of bad words in here, bad things. And I don't know if you're like me at all. I suspect some of you are. When you show up in worship, you sit down. It's probably one of the first times you've actually had a moment to just kind of sit and think about what your week was like. And then that list starts showing up in your mind. That list of all the times that you felt like you weren't your best self. All those things that you did where you said that inerrant word you didn't mean to, where you honked at the person in front of you because you were in a hurry and they weren't. All those, that list of things come. And Paul, boy, he really piles it on here. It's at least with the list that you have in the fruits of the Spirit. You have the fruits of the Spirit, then you have the other things, the negative things. But this one, he just gives it all out. Habits and unhealthy attachments. And you've got all this list of anger and wrath and malice and slander and abusive language from your mouth and lying to one another and seeing that you have stripped off the way you wanted to be and exchanged it for something different. And so there's this moment when we're having this list, this litany of things that you've done this last week that you feel bad about. And Isaiah says, ho, pay attention. Those things are bad. Those things lead to an unhealthy and unproductive and unmeaningful and unpurposeful life. Ho, pay attention. Now, there's different kinds of hoes, aren't there? There's ho, cease and desist what you're doing. That list you have in your brain where you feel guilty about and you feel bad about, like, ho, stop doing that. And then there's ho, like you have self-revelation, like, ho, what am I doing? What am I doing? And then there's ho, when you're like, ho, if you drove to church this morning down C-470 and you saw Mount Blue Sky and you saw Long's Peak over there and you saw the Indian Peaks over there, you're like, ho, this world is a fabulous, amazing, glorious, miraculous place. Oh, it's a hoe of recognition. I want to provide for you this day in this sermon from this scripture passage a hoe moment. I'm not going to get into your bad moments that you had in this last week because I frankly don't want to get into mine. But when I read a scripture passage like this, it provides a hoe moment for me. A hoe moment, especially at the start where Paul begins, so, which kind of rhymes with hoe. So, Pastor Dave, or my mom's going to come to the second service. So, Davey. My wife's going to be sitting next to her. So, she's going to be spreading out all those things you did this last week. So, we all need, Pastor Dave needs, a hoe moment where we just say to ourselves, hoe, what's going on? How can we get ourselves back to the way we were created to be? That glorious life of living with vitality and hope and joy. I don't know about you, but I've got this list in my mind and it keeps taking over. Instead, I need to say, ho, what is it you need to do, Pastor Dave, to live with the vitality and the joy and the encouragement and the hope and the love and the grace that I created you to live in? Have yourself a ho moment. Because it begins like this. So, ho. So, if you have been raised with Christ, oh yeah, ho, that's right. I've been raised with Christ. That life with vitality that I wanted, it's already happened, it's already here. I just need to open myself to it. Have that ho moment. So, if you have been already raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, not the things that are earthly. That list of things that we just keep broadening ourselves with. That list. No, it's about the new life we have in Christ, and it's a present tense thing. The new life we have in Christ. And yet when we have our whole moment, we're like, well, how did we get from this filled with new life, babe in Christ, beautiful creation? How do we get from that to all those negative thoughts we have and that discouragement that we feel and that burden that we bear? How did we go from that to that? Oh, oh, pay attention. How did it come to this? Thoughts that loop over and over and over again. Anybody have that when you lay your head down at night? You know, I was taught as a kid, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Beautiful, beautiful prayer if you don't really specifically look at the words. But you don't learn that till a little bit later, you know. Like, God, I hope I don't die before I wake up this morning. Yeah. But I used to lay my head down to sleep, and it was a restful thing. Like, even as a kid, like, God's holding me in the palm of God's hands. And I slept well. But now as an adult, there's this list that keeps going on over and over and looping that's going on over and over and over again. Anxious worrying that's happening. And so I even think about things like the word onomatopoeia. Yeah, obviously it's staying there at night. It'll be 2 o'clock in the morning. I wonder how you spell that. O-N-O, and then literally for 2 or 3 hours, that word onomatopoeia will just kind of cycle through my life. It's like, I wonder how many vowels there actually are. I think there's 8. I think there's 8 vowels in there over and over. And we try to keep thinking and worrying about and all this looping that goes on instead of, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. What is that about us that keeps us awake at night? What is it about us that in our daytime living, we just keep cycling and looping? How many of you, I've got my phone over there on the floor, but how many of you go through at least once an hour and check your Instagram or your Facebook or social media? I don't know about you, but it's like, kind of like addictive. Like, hey, I wonder what's going on in the world. I need to stay informed. I need to look at this. And psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists and counselors are talking about this. There's a book out there called Dopamine Nation. Dopamine Nation is about we're all looking for this hit, this little moment of pleasure, this actually release of a chemical in our bodies called dopamine. And when we do that, when we see and when we open our Instagram account and we see that incredible funny cat who the infant comes and scares the cat and the cat does the double flip and it's so funny. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. This little dopamine chemical comes out. This little pleasure chemical. And we're like, oh, that feels good. I wonder if there's another one. And we keep looking for another one, and then another one, and then another one. We're trying to do this search for something that's meaningful, this search for something that matters immensely. And so then we've convinced ourselves that cat jumping up and doing a double flip because the infant scared him. We start to think that's it. Yeah. You all are already shaking your head before me. It's not it, is it? It felt good for the moment, but it wasn't what we were looking for. In this book, Dopamine Nation, it talks about dopamine's actually not the thing, the chemical that comes, but the dopamine actually is this chemical that's released that says it might be the thing. And so we see that cat, and it's like pleasurable for a moment, and then we're like, well, but probably there's something better than that. And so we go back on and we look for something else. And we see a guy that got lit on fire and he was setting up a firework. And like, oh my gosh, look at that. I hope he's okay. And he is okay. But we're like, wow, it got a little, that maybe that's it. No, it wasn't it. And so we look for another thing and then another thing. And then before we know it, it's 3:30 in the morning. And we spent our time and our energy and our mental processes on things that don't matter. Oh, why are we spending our time and energy on things that don't matter, that don't bring life, that aren't encouraging, that aren't positive? Every like and scroll and notification is a small dose of dopamine, a neurotransmitter that says this might be what you're looking for, but then we're always discouraged because we realize it's not. Ho, why do you spend your money and your time and your energy on things that just don't matter? So, if you have been raised with Christ, set your mind on things that do matter. The things that are above, where Christ is, whatever in you is earthly. So if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on these things. Oh, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your earnings for that which does not satisfy? At the 10:30 service, we're having a baptism. I'm so excited about it. I'm giddy. You use that word sometimes in worship. I feel giddy. We're going to pull the baptismal font out here. There's this beautiful blanket that Matthew Walworth made, and we're going to present it. It's a daughter and her dad being baptized. And it's not just at the 10:30 service that this is going to happen. It happens here and now as well as we remember our baptism. As we remember, oh, ho, so, if you have been raised with Christ, why not focus on the things that are above? Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, why not focus on those things instead of those earthly things? You see, water I know, it's kind of hard to see it when we're sprinkling. We're Presbyterians, and we sprinkle more than we dunk, okay? If you're from that tradition where you actually dunked in the water, when you're in the water, do you know what that represents? Death. Nobody can breathe underwater. Water of baptism is about dying to those things that take away from our vitality and our joy. Dying to those things. Say, I don't want that anymore. I don't want that endless scrolling. I don't want all of those things that don't matter. And then coming up out of the water is a celebration of life. It's an encouragement coming out in new life. And so Paul asks us this morning, so if you have been raised with Christ, because Christ was crucified, dead, and buried, he descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again. If Christ did that, we too did that. And we can remember this when we have ourselves a home moment. Oh, what are you doing, Dave? What's that all about? And instead, raised with Christ, we're like, oh, new life, wonder, joy. Celebration. Have yourself a home moment this day. And it's not just Isaiah chapter 55. It's just not this, not just Colossians chapter 3. It's all over Scripture. We have this opportunity all over to renew our baptismal vows. It's Philippians 4. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just and pure and pleasing, whatever is commemorative, if there's any experience, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Set your mind on them. Romans 12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Oh, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And then a song that the choir is going to sing at the 10:30 service, Seek Ye First. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto them as well. Have yourself a home moment. Remember you were baptized. Remember that you were called to a life of joy, of vitality, of peace, of wonder, of majesty. And yes, there's things that happen in our lives that make us feel the exact opposite, and that's okay. Our life we live is not a Disneyland experience. Everything's not supposed to be good all the time. But remember, whether it's daily or whether it's weekly or whether you're laying yourself down to sleep at night, remember to have a whole moment and say, what am I doing? And then have a so moment. So, if I've been raised with Christ, let me focus my time and my energy and my dollars and all that makes me me. Let us focus on the things above, not the things on earth. Amen.